Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are remembering the Queen of Soul this morning, Aretha Franklin, Lady Soul, the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we're going now to pop culture expert and former curator at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Howard Kramer, this morning. Howard, thanks for the time. When was Aretha Franklin inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, it was the second year of induction, 1987.
So right away.
Pretty much. I mean, the key thing about Aretha isn't the fact that she was awarded that or any other awards that she received. The fact is that she was arguably the greatest singer of all time. Her artistry, her command of music, the way she represented herself as a performer, as an individual, as a woman, those are the most important things about her.
She's one of those that you don't have to be an expert in music or, you know, in vocals or things like that, or even listen to a lot to know how great of a singer she was. She was one of those voices that had the ability to give you goosebumps.
Absolutely. People know what great is when it hits them. You know, you know the difference between what's good and what's bad. And when you see or hear the exceptional, you immediately respond to it. And that's, you know, Aretha Franklin's voice and her material, the songs, her performances. If you had a chance to ever see her live, go to YouTube. There's a gazillion performances there. Every one of them will just, you know, give you goosebumps.
Now, the title Queen of Soul, that wasn't just given to her in recent years. She's had that for a long time, hasn't she?
Yeah, actually, I saw a poster from 1967 that had her listed as the Queen of Soul on a performance that included Harry Belafonte, oddly enough. Her ascent to this position of, like, preeminence happened very, very quickly once she started recording for Atlantic Records and right after those series of recordings came out, like, after the Respect was a hit.
What's the exhibit like in Cleveland?
Well, I honestly couldn't tell you. I haven't been in the museum for a number of years, but Aretha had participated with the museum on a number of occasions, most notably with programs, a tribute to Sam Cooke in 2005, and then actually a tribute to her in 2011, that she came from Detroit to Cleveland to participate in those shows.
Is anybody you know, oftentimes when things like this happen, maybe we remember so much, and we want to go back and reflect on how great some of these artists were. I think it's important to take maybe even more of a step when somebody was as great as Aretha Franklin is and saying, you know, we're not just remembering to remember. We're not overblowing this. She really was one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. We have a tendency because of the and you guys would know this firsthand, the need of the media to have information to put out there. But when something really significant and a significant person passes or arrives on the scene, it is a cause to take a moment and look and reflect and look at who these people are, how they changed things, how they made our lives better. And you have to agree that the music of Aretha Franklin made everybody's life better.
Yep, you're absolutely right. She was remarkable. Howard, thanks. Howard Kramer, pop culture expert and former curator at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, amazing to remember Aretha Franklin this morning, and truly one of those greats. Goosebumps, I think, is what a lot of people get when they can hear her voice.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.